Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Let's go!
Now it's the Mercedes in the Morning pre-show. Mix 94.1.
Good morning and welcome to the pre-show. It is Thursday, January 7th. And thank you guys for getting up early and checking in with us on Twitter. Make sure you follow us at Mercedes in the AM. We have Doug checking in this morning. So is John. Candace is listening. Sasha, Chris just checked in. Also checking in on the Finley Volkswagen and Henderson studio line. You can call us or text us on that line at any time. We are up and ready for your text. Nelsie is checking in. Melissa and Francis. Scott J. Kirkland is back. Lance, Cujo, Jim in Michigan. Zach, Miss Kit Kat, Sandel, Raul, Turtle, and Boople. We have Deborah checking in. Rick, Diana, and Sarah. Thank you all for listening and welcome. What a day yesterday.
My gosh, man. Chaos, madness is what it was.
Just, yes, an incredibly sad day, a shocking day, and... Yeah, I mean, what can you say? Did you watch everything that was going on? Did you try to stay away from it?
Here was my day yesterday. I was at Lee Canyon doing some stuff for Channel 8, and I got up there about 12:30. And Lee Canyon, you have zero cell reception. There's no reception on the mountain. So, one, I had no reception all afternoon. Secondly, I was on the slopes all afternoon. And I left there about 4:30, and I'm driving down the mountain, and I finally get reception where I got on 95 just after 5 o'clock. And that's when I said, I'll check in with my parents. And I call my parents. I'm talking to them for a second. My mom mentions, the tragedies today in D.C., the chaos. I'm like, what are you talking about? She's like, you have no idea? I'm like, I've been on a mountain with zero cell service for 5 hours. I have no idea what you're talking about. So my mom filled me in, and immediately I turned on news station to listen to everything. So I had no idea what was happening, and by the time I started hearing the news, they were starting to they had control again. They were getting back into session. So I missed all of it, all of it.
Well, I guess maybe that was a good thing that you weren't consumed by it all day, because it was horrifying to watch. It really was.
Yeah, I know. I trust me, if I was around a television or had cell service, I would have been consumed by it. I was just out of pocket all afternoon.
Yeah.
Did you sit there and watch everything yesterday? How was it for you?
Yeah, when I got home, I didn't have anything going on for the rest of the day. And I got home and I saw, what began as a peaceful protest, and it was just kind of watching that. And then when I saw what was happening at the Capitol building, I started to get consumed by it. And I am trying really hard to not doom scroll so much, where you're just going through and seeing all the bad news. And, and so that was one of my big things over holiday break, is just stay off social media if you can. Invest yourself in things that will be positive for you, not negative for you. So I caught myself doing that, and I was like, I can't. So I worked out. I tried to keep my mind off of it. But of course, I mean, it's the biggest news story in the world. So I ended up going back to it last night and just kind of seeing how they were going to fix that. And it's just, I don't know. It's just so sad. It's just my heart hurts.
I think everyone's heart hurts from yesterday. Yeah, it was just... Did not see a day like that coming. Really didn't. And then to come back and just, when you're talking to your parents thinking all is well in the world, and your mom says that the tragedies in D.C., like, what are you talking about?
Yeah, we have some details on it coming up in the Hot 3. And obviously it's trending. It will not be a part of what's trending, because otherwise that would be all we're talking about all morning long. So there's some other things, believe it or not, going on in the world today. But yeah, that was crazy.
Can I give you something? Because I'm going to forget this if I don't say it now. Because when I left here, I stopped at a gas station to get some gas, ran inside, and I'm coming out. and there were a couple of plumbers out there. James, the plumber, do you know James? I don't want to say his last name on the air. He is with JMAC Plumbing.
I don't.
Oh, he knows you, apparently. He's like, tell Mercedes James so-and-so says hi, and how's she doing? I'm like, I'll do that first thing tomorrow
great.
Morning.
Yeah, now I look like a jerk.
James and Terry work for this plumbing company. Huge fans of the show, and maybe he's just a big fan, but he's like, and tell Mercedes James so-and-so says hi.
I'm you probably have to give me a last name on that one, maybe. I know a lot of James, so I don't know.
Once I give you his last name and everything, okay. I'm sure it'll come to it, because maybe he did some plumbing work at your house and worked with your husband, perhaps.
But, okay.
Huge fans, and wanted me to say hi to you. I'm like, I'll do it first thing tomorrow morning.
That
was
really nice. Yeah, hi James. Sorry, I'm spacing right now. I it's early. I'm still trying to wake up. I was late this morning. I wasn't late, but I was late for me getting here this morning. I just got so distracted with doing work and getting stuff ready today. Mm-hmm. I looked at my watch. I'm like, oh my gosh, I gotta go. I was like rushing out the door this morning. It was one of those mornings. But we are here. Hopefully, you guys are having a great morning and everyone is safe. We really appreciate you tuning in. So let's get to it. Let's get to the show.
Mercedes in the Mornings, what's trending on Mix 94.1.
All right, here are the other things that are trending this morning. Miley Cyrus is trending. She announced that she's put together a Metallica covers album back in October, but now we have some more information on it. She says that her inspiration has been totally ignited, and she's revealed that she's bringing on an impressive list of collaborators to join her. In an interview, she realized that Elton John is going to be on the record with her, doing a cover of Nothing Else Matters, with him playing piano. We actually have a little clip of Nothing Else Matters by Miley here. Oh, we don't?
No, I didn't see that.
Oh, okay. Never mind. Maybe later we'll have it for you.
I can pull up here in a second.
Did I put it on? I thought I put it on the email.
I'm sure you did.
Okay.
I'll get it.
Okay. Also, other collaborators include Red Hot Chili Peppers drummer Chad Smith and legendary cellist Yo-Yo Ma on there. Her current album, Plastic Hearts, went straight to number one on the rock chart.
Give me 1 second. I'll have it for you in a second here.
It's pretty long. It may take a while to...
It's the actual song itself?
Yeah, it's the whole song.
She's got the whole song done?
We can listen to it later once we go through it. It takes a while to get to it. Disneyland is trending this morning. Some exciting news. Disneyland has confirmed plans to open their new Marvel's Avengers campus this year. Yes, the OC Register says that Disney has confirmed that the new Avengers campus will debut at the California Adventure theme park in a recent email to the D23 Disney fan club. Now, a date has not yet been set, and it's still unclear on whether or not Avengers campus will open immediately when the parks reopen, or if Disney's going to open first and then roll that out later on after it opens officially.
So some positive steps happening over there.
Yeah.
That's nice to hear.
Well, you figured with no one going in inside the parks, they have to be working on it. I remember the last time we went, we were walking past the construction, and we were so excited. It says like Stark Enterprises on one thing, and it was really exciting. So it sounds like they've made a lot of leeway on that. So I am looking forward to Avengers Campus. That's going to be this year. So some good news there. Also trending this morning is Katy Couric. Jeopardy has its next guest host, and it's Katy. She has signed on to host the popular quiz show for a week's worth of episodes. She's going to be the second guest host following Ken Jennings, who will make his debut next week. Sony Pictures Television has not announced plans to name a permanent replacement for the late Alex Trebek, who hosted the show for 37 seasons.
I think Katy Couric would be a great host. Lock her in on a permanent basis. I think she's a fantastic personality. That's a front runner, I think.
I like her a lot. I really am pulling for LeVar Burton, though. Like, that's the one I think would be really great. But it'll be interesting to see who they bring in as guest host and how everyone does. I mean, we're all kind of theorizing, oh, this person will be good, this one will be good. But let's wait and see how they are. That is not an easy job. Like, when Alex Trebek does it, you hear him give the answers, and it's like he knew the answer.
He's not reading off a card.
He just seems like he's so knowledgeable. So are the other guest hosts going to give that same vibe? It'll be interesting to see.
And then plus two. So how many years, 40 years he hosted that show?
37 seasons. Yeah.
So it's not easy to replace a legend.
No,
it's impossible.
Absolutely not. And those are huge shoes to fill. And I think we all have to keep that in mind and be patient with that person mm-hmm. and give them some time, because yeah, that's a huge role to step into, and it's not going to be Alex Trebek. It's going to be different. So we just have to kind of accept that and welcome them with open arms. And then finally this morning, Oreo is trending. They have changed the sandwich cookie game with all those varieties of limited edition flavors that they come out with. Well, we have a new one to be totally obsessed with. And I really think, like, this is the one that I'm going to be like, oh, yes, let's give this one a try. Oreo is releasing strawberry frosted donut Oreos. Does that not sound delicious?
Yeah.
They're going to be made with vanilla cookies. They're going to feature a double layer of pink strawberry flavored cream with rainbow sprinkles and a donut flavored cream. Stacked together. Oh my gosh. Stacked together. Double stuff. Oh my gosh. This is going to be amazing. The new Oreos, they're going to hit shelves in March. I wish we didn't have to wait till March on this one, but this sounds amazing. Oreo, though, they're also set to release a gluten-free variety this month. So some good news for our gluten-free fans. And there you go. That is what's trending.
Mix 94.1. Welcome to another episode of Mercedes in the Morning, show number
1322.
And now, here's your hosts, Mercedes and JC.
Hey, good morning and welcome to the show. It is Thursday, January 7th, 2021, or as most people feel, it's December 38th, 2021.
Yeah, this will be a new
2020,
year.
2020, rather. It's like, hey, whoa, here we go. This is not ending. Hope you guys are all doing well this morning. And I know yesterday was a crazy day, and a lot of people are just are feeling confused and upset and sad and angry and just so many feelings. And hopefully, tuning in, we can take your mind off of things for a little bit at least. You know, our job is not to get into the seriousness of everything that is going on, but it certainly is to try to make your day a little bit better or get you some information. And we definitely have more information for you on everything that happened yesterday coming up in the Hot 3 in a little bit this morning. But how are you doing this morning?
I'm good. I mentioned, removing everything that happened yesterday in D.C. I mentioned yesterday I was at Lee Canyon. And I was at Lee Canyon. I've never been to Lee Canyon before. It's gorgeous up there. I was doing some stuff for Channel 8, and I got on skis for the first time in a very, very long time. I tried snowboarding about 10 years ago, and I wasn't successful. I skied as a kid and got on skis yesterday, and it was just a blast being out there. It's gorgeous out there. It's so nice up there.
That sounds nice. That sounds like it was a fun day for you.
Have you ever been out there to Lee Canyon?
Nope, I've never been out there. No.
Same thing, driving up there, and they got the lodge, and it's set up, and now they're open, and with the COVID protocols and restrictions are at about 25% capacity, but there's still plenty to do up there. And there's people sledding on the way up there. It was a nice afternoon, but I was telling Mercedes earlier, you get zero cell phone reception up there. And then add that in, and the fact that I was on the slopes all afternoon, I'm driving down the hill. It's about 5 o'clock. I check in with my parents, and I had no idea what was going on in the world.
Yeah, it was probably a good day to be away from social media.
Oh,
just
my
living
gosh.
In your own little bubble.
Really, I was a snow bunny up on the hill. I had no idea what was happening in the world. And then once you find out, you try to get caught up. You start watching the news, and you get caught up in the cycle of finding out what happened, but it was just a very, very odd day.
Yeah, it was. Yesterday, I got home, and I have some stuff I need to organize. We've been having an issue with our pool pump, or actually, it was our pool heater originally. And so yesterday, we had the pool company out there replacing our heater, which, oh my gosh, that was just like unexpected expense, you mm-hmm. know, that you're just like, well, great, going into the new year with this. But in all fairness, the thing's 20 years old. It's like rusted. It was starting to leak. So we needed to get a new heater. So the guy comes out, gets us a new pool heater installed, and he installs it. And then there's still some sort of a leak. And it's like, wait, we thought this would fix it. And it did fix part of the problem, but there's still a leak. And upon further investigation, it appears we need a new pool pump also. So so dealing with that, and so they'll be out, I guess, later on this week to put in the new pool pump. But you know, my house it's 20 years old, and all this stuff, it's finally kind of breaking down. And that's why we did our lower floor, revamped it, replaced stuff this year. And just gradually, little by little, all these things are kind of finding the end of their life. And it's like, oh, so frustrating. Please, knock on wood, let this be the last thing that we have to replace.
You and I really do live parallel lives, because my pool heater was leaking for like the past year. And the pool company's like, you have to either, we've got to remove that thing or get a new one. So I'm like, you know what? We don't use, we never turn on the heater. So I'm like, just get rid of it. Take it out. So they yanked that thing out about a month ago, but there was still like a leak around my pool area.
Is it your pool pump?
Well, they came out and they looked at everything and they're like, it's not the pool equipment. I'm like, I'm telling you, there is a leak there. And they're like, it could be, you know, the landscaping, the drip line for your sprinkler system. So the landscaping company came out. They looked around like, it's not the landscaping equipment. So the pool company sent out this amazing company that does leak detection with sonar. They do like to check under the ground to see if there's a leak with the pool equipment. And thank God there was not an underground leak. There was one little part of the pool that was dripping that the pool company didn't see. And with this sonar detection stuff, they found the leak and they got it fixed.
So, oh, that's good.
I think I might be in the clear. No pool pump. So I'm one step ahead of you on that one.
Yeah, that's it was kind of expected. We knew that we hadn't ever replaced any of that stuff since we've lived in the house. We're not the first owners of the house. So we kind of had a feeling and I was just crossing my fingers. Like, please don't let it be what I think it is. And it was, but the bottom line is it's going to be fixed. So that'll be good. Just in time for, you know, January swimming.
Hey, you got a heater now. Heat up the pool.
Yes. This is
going to be awesome.
It's going to be an energy efficient one, which our other one was not.
Okay.
So whenever we would use the heater, oh my gosh, it was ridiculous. That's why we got solar for the pool. And it's just a whole thing. But yeah, that was kind of my day aside from everything else dealing with that. But the good news is it's done. So I'm happy to have that behind
Beautiful.
Me.
That's good. That's good news. We have the dirt coming up here. And is the world ready for the Snoop splash? I'll explain details at 6:20. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and that was Kygo, One Republic, Lose Somebody.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
The Grammys were rescheduled to March 14th due to the coronavirus. We talked about that a lot yesterday. Well, we now have a bit of an issue. That's the same day that the SAG Awards were scheduled to, they rescheduled, so it was back in July this past summer, the SAG Awards rescheduled their award show to March 14th of 2021, and so SAG-AFTRA isn't happy about it. They released a statement saying they're extremely disappointed by the conflicting date.
Yeah, that I saw that. That they should have done a better job, the Grammy people, of seeing that, because the SAG people, they actually moved their date, too. They were, this was back in July that they did
yeah.
it. So, come on, like, read the room, Grammys.
Just a quick Google search. March 14th, that ain't happening on that day?
Yeah.
Okay, we're good to go. We also talked about this one late in the show yesterday, but four people were arrested for trying to rob Dr. Dre's house on Tuesday, probably after hearing he was in the hospital dealing with the brain aneurysm. And then also over the weekend, Johnny Depp's home was burglarized by a homeless woman.
Oh, geez.
These celebrities, I mean, I'm sure they have high-tech security systems in their house and people still trying to get into these places.
Well, do they, though? Do they just have, like, regular ADT like you and I have?
I don't know.
we all assume they have high-tech security systems, but maybe they just have the regular one, you know, that we have.
Johnny Depp's mansion he's got the regular ADT.
Maybe. When he opens the door, it's like, garage door, open.
He's setting the alarm on his phone. Oh, honey, I didn't think I set the alarm. Let me check.
I mean, celebrities, they're just like us.
Now going from Dr. Dre to Snoop. Snoop was a guest on All Elite Wrestling last night, and he ended up getting involved in a match. So Snoop is now involved with professional wrestling. He did a frog splash off of the top rope. This is when you jump off the top rope and land on your opponent who's lying in the middle of the ring. Here's the audio from Snoop's appearance last night.
Get him, Snoop!
We're getting him down!
Go get him,
We're
Snoop!
We're getting him down!
Get him, Snoop!
Yeah, baby!
Oh! Snoop splash!
That's not official!
Yes, it is!
That is not official!
I'm waiting for the punchline. That was just that he did a Snoop splash.
Snoop Dogg got into wrestling last night and jumped off the top rope.
Wow, good for him. He's really got his hand in everything, doesn't he?
He was calling the announcing those MMA fights or the boxing fights earlier in the year, too.
Yeah.
So Snoop is getting into some combat sports.
He's a man of many talents, that is for sure.
He certainly is. Well, there are a bunch of movies that are turning 20 in 2021. I'm going to give you a little quiz. I'm going to play the clip from the movie, and you try to tell me what it is, all right?
Okay, turning 20 years old?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, let me pull this up here. First movie.
For 5 minutes. Could you not be yourself? For 5 minutes!
Shrek!
Yeah!
I love that movie. That's hard to believe it's 20 years old. I love that one.
Second movie.
What are you smiling about?
Dude, I almost had you.
You almost had me. You never had me. You never had your car.
Oh, Fast and the Furious. I love that movie.
That is right. Two for two. And what are they on? Like Fast and the Furious 10 or 9 is coming out?
Yeah, something like that.
Next movie.
Did you ever think that maybe there's more to life than being really, 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 really ridiculously good looking?
Zoolander. These are all my favorites.
And then one more. I think this one's going to be pretty obvious when you hear it. Turns 20 this year.
You're a wizard, Harry.
I'm a what?
A wizard.
I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry.
I think you stumped me. I cannot figure
you on that
one
out. It's not Donnie Darko.
Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone.
That is right.
Yeah, great movie. Those are all really good. 20 years old. Wow, where did the time go?
Legally Blonde, Ocean's 11, also turning 20 this year. So coming up next hour, we do have more dirt. The Kim and Kanye divorce rumors are starting to pick up, and we'll break them down right around 7:15.
It's Halsey on Mix 94.1. It is 6:33. Mercedes in the morning. Happy Thursday. And we were just talking about earlier some of the home issues that I had yesterday. I had a pool heater go out. Then apparently it was my pool pump and all this stuff. It sounds like maybe your neighbor, did he have issues or was it just like a total revamp of their house?
My neighbor, right when you started doing your home renovation, my neighbor started doing one as well. And I think a lot of people over during the pandemic and lockdown started putting money back into their homes because you realize how much time you spend in your house and might as well do some upgrades if you're able to. So he did an entire first floor remodel, maybe to the second floor, I don't know. But since he did that remodel, when we pull into our driveway and I look at his house, I can now see his television. His television's like mounted on the wall and it's higher up and he's got this front window that he never shuts the blinds on. So I see anytime his TV's on, it's night out or something, I can see it perfectly. So my wife and I play a game. When we pull in together and the TV's on, we try to guess what he's watching.
That's like your little game that you play?
Yeah, it's a little neighbor game. And super nice guy. His nickname is The Pilot because that's his occupation. He's a pilot. So we're pulling up. My wife's like, oh, what's The Pilot watching tonight? Christmas Eve, he was watching A Christmas Story. That one I was able to identify. A couple times we pulled in, he had Ted Lasso on. So I'm like, oh, he's watching Ted Lasso. That's cool. He's got a little kid, so it always seems like there's kid cartoons. I don't know what the cartoon shows are. And then one time we pulled in, and I'm pretty sure he had Old School going on.
Oh, wow. That's a movie I hadn't seen in a long time. Old School. Wow. That's funny because our good friends, like one of the only families that we see right now during this whole quarantine situation, they have a similar situation in their neighborhood. And whenever we leave their house, it's usually late at night. And one of their neighbors, the back of their house faces the street. So when we all walk out, they walk us out together and we all say our goodbyes. We can see there, it looks like it's their movie room, TV room, family room, whatever, and they have a gigantic TV on the wall, and we always all try to look and see what they're
it's
watching.
It's fun, right?
It's like, usually they're watching some sort of like Netflix show. We most of the time we can figure out what it is, but we do the same thing, and it makes you wonder if you're that person ever. Can people see your TV from the street, and do they ever kind of look in your house? It's kind of weird. We went on our walk the other night and it was dark out. Like, we got a late start for our walk, so we're walking back to our house and we kind of did a circle, so we came back a different way than we had left. And so we're walking in front of our house, the lights are on inside the house, and I noticed as we're approaching, I can see inside my house from the street, and I was like, whoa, those blinds are wide open. So as soon as we went in, I closed them a little bit. I didn't realize you could see straight into our house. And not that we're doing anything crazy, but you can't see a TV or anything, but you could completely see our dining room, the setup, the chandelier, all this. I'm like, whoa, I had no idea you could see in so easily.
Does anybody else do this when you go on your walk or drive through a neighborhood? Can you see into your neighbor's house? I think it's just natural curiosity. You're going to look to see what's going on. We're not sitting there snooping, but it catches your eye. Does anybody do this, or do you have neighborhood games that you play? When from the back of my house, this house must have been vacant for a couple of years because I never noticed it up until this year. Off to an angle, it's a second floor. I don't know if it's like a condo or what, but it's a second floor. I can see into their kitchen. And it's a family. And so I'll look over there at night and I see them like sitting around their dining room table or they're in the kitchen. I'm like, this is really weird. I can just sit there and see this family a couple of houses down from my backyard.
Yeah, you wonder though, like who's watching you? Because our upstairs bathroom window, too, we usually have the shutters open, and at night, before I turn on the light, I go up to the shutters and I close it, and then I go and I turn on the light because I don't want them to see me like, ah, here I am. It's crazy. We are nosy by nature. If I look in anyone else's house, it's usually for decorating ideas. I want to see, like, what kind of art do you have on your walls? Do you utilize plants in your decorating mm-hmm. scheme? What kind of furniture do you like? What's your style? And so it's funny. I notice those things, but I don't do it in a way like, what's the easiest way into their home so I can go and surprise them? Nothing like that.
There's our guest bathroom upstairs. I never fully open the blinds, but if I were to fully open the blinds, this same neighbor, the pilot, if he were to fully open up the blinds, I'm guessing it's his bedroom or maybe his bathroom. We could have like a, hey, how are you?
Good to see you. Are you guys that close that you could like talk to each other?
You know what? If you open the windows, it would be, it is. That side of the house is on the closer side. Maybe double the distance between you and I.
Interesting.
Like, hey, how's it going over there? What are you doing? Yeah, good to see you. All right, have a good day.
What did they used to do in like the old timey movies? Like they get two cans and a string and then they'd reach it across. You could do one of those, like, hello. Instead of, you know, just FaceTiming or texting. Why is there such a joy in seeing someone through the windows? Like, ah! Literally, you just hit FaceTime and then there you go.
It's so funny. So I'll be on the lookout to see what they're watching tonight, and you check out your friend's house to see what they're watching
as well. Yeah, we have no plans to go over there anytime soon, so I'm going to have to live vicariously through you.
All right, I'll let you know. And he watches a lot of news and he flip-flops. He's CNN, he's Fox, he's bouncing around. He's getting all angles covered. I've noticed that as well during the elections. We've got the Hot 3 coming up next. What do you got?
All right, well, let's talk about yesterday. Protesters breached the Capitol building and 4 people are dead in the aftermath. We've got some details for you on that. Also, what have been the biggest challenges that parents and kids have faced together during this pandemic? And a woman has a dream where her husband does something and when she wakes up, he unfortunately has to pay the price for it. Crazy story. We'll tell you all about it coming up next in the Hot 3.
Dave and Max, Kings and Queens on Mix 94.1.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
And Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
For the first time since the War of 1812, protesters breached the Capitol building yesterday. And while order has since been restored, the world watched and wondered what was next for hours. Initially, tens of thousands of Trump supporters were rallying peacefully at the March for Trump event. But before the president left the podium, he offered what many are calling an incitement to violence. But by 11 p.m., calm was restored. Officials confirmed, though, that 4 people are dead. More than 50 have been arrested. Of the people that died, one was a woman who was shot. The 3 others were due to injuries that happened.
Medical emergencies.
Yeah, medical emergencies.
Saying, yeah.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So more than 14 police officers were also injured. Once the Capitol was cleared of chaos, lawmakers got back to counting the electoral votes after protesters stormed the building. Presiding over the joint session of Congress was Vice President Mike Pence, who reconvened the vote count. And just before 1 a.m. our time, Congress certified the Electoral College vote.
And yes, order was restored last night, but did you see some of the photos of just the how the offices were just trashed and destroyed? I mean, it's going to take a while to get everything truly back into order.
Yeah, and it's going to be interesting to see if charges are going to be brought mm-hmm. against. I know the FBI is involved in investigating people who were doing some of the damage and that broke the lines. And why? Yeah, there's so many questions this morning, and a lot of people are wondering how this was even allowed to, how this was able to happen.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure we'll get the answers.
Yeah.
I mean, this is not just going to go away overnight, so we'll definitely get the answers on this.
Also this morning, if you feel like your family is at the point of being absolutely done spending time together, imagine if you had to spend your time together with dial-up internet. A new survey asked parents and children what challenges they had to face and try to solve together since the pandemic started. And here are the top 5. Slow internet speeds, number 1, which is true. Like, first of all, now we have more online everything, school and work and whatever. And then you have more people in the house at any given time. Mm-hmm. So things slow down. This is definitely something we've had to address in our house. Like,
how many devices?
I don't know what this thing is called that my husband has, but he can literally go on his phone and see how many devices are using the Wi-Fi at any given time. Like he can tell, like, my phone, my watch, like, he can see it. So there's times where, you know, the girls are supposed to be doing something not internet related, and he'll go on and be like, why is she on her computer right now?
It says, like, Sophie's computer.
Yeah.
Whoa,
yeah.
What is this? What is this magical device?
I don't know what it is or what the app is. And it shows our internet speeds. And if they're slow, it'll be like, why is our internet speed only blah, blah, blah? Something's going on. And he'll go and investigate that. I'll try to get the name. I'm not sure. Maybe it's the Orbi. I hear him talking about the Orbi
okay.
a lot. I don't know. But anyway, that's one of the things that we're definitely dealing with as family. Having virtual meetings or classes in the same room at the same time, that's an issue that families are dealing with. Getting frustrated with each other because of stress. Young kids having to learn how to use computers for distance learning, and screen fatigue, the biggest things that parents and kids are having to face together during the pandemic.
Any more mystery days off for Clark County? They had that just random Wednesday off yesterday. Hey, kids, no school today. Cool.
Yeah, next Wednesday, too.
Is it double Wednesday?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Someone told me that it was because they allot a certain amount of snow days to the kids, and since they don't think they're going to be having to use them this year because of the pandemic, that they're just trying to get them, knock them out.
Growing up back east, we had scheduled snow days. I think we had 3 or 4 scheduled snow days, and if we did not use the snow days, and let's say school is supposed to end on June 10th, they would end at school early, like June 6th. We would get out of school at the end of the semester earlier. That's how they would use our extra snow days.
I wonder if Clark County's kids are going to go back into the classroom at any point. I'm really curious if that's going to happen.
I didn't realize that there are schools here in town that are back in session.
Oh, yeah. Lots of them are.
Yeah,
my other daughter, her school is. But you have the option if you want to
yes.
go or if you want to stay. Yeah, there's a lot of schools that are back in.
We had some friends, and over the break, they have 2 daughters, and they were out at the barn checking on their horses. I'm like, hey, how are the kids? And she's like, oh, good. They're happy to be home for winter break. I'm like, home? She's like, yeah, they've been in school all since the beginning. I'm like, I had no idea that was happening. And she told me some of the protocols and safety things that are in play in the school. It was very interesting.
Yeah, they're really trying to make sure they mitigate the spread,
mm-hmm.
and they're really taking a lot of steps, which is so commendable. I can't imagine that's going to be easy. All right, finally this morning, even if you had a dream that seems 100% real, it's still just a dream, right? Well, apparently we need to give a quick refresher on that. On Saturday night, a 33-year-old woman named Lindsay Stevens from Moselle, Mississippi, had a dream where her husband cheated on her. And apparently, the dream felt so real that when she woke up, she grabbed a knife and stabbed her husband several times while he was sleeping. He needed surgery, but fortunately, it looks like he's going to be okay. Obviously, she was arrested for aggravated domestic assault. But come on. Well, first of all, is it possible, just to give her the benefit of the doubt, that you were like, you know, you're in that lucid like spot where you're just like, is this a dream or is this really happening? Like, maybe she was kind of like,
she still
out
thinks
of it.
She's dreaming. She wanted to like take control of her dream. Like, okay, I'm still dreaming, so why don't I stab my husband instead of confronting him about it? Stab my husband because he cheated on me.
I've done stuff like that where I'm dreaming and then I figure out it within the dream that it is a dream. I'm like, oh, this is a dream. I'm gonna keep it up with this, and I'm gonna make decisions that I wouldn't normally make. So I've done that, and luckily, it's always been a dream, and it wasn't real life, but that's happened to me before.
Yeah, that's a pretty cool thing. When you realize that at that moment, you can try to control your dreams. It's a fascinating thing to do.
Yes, I enjoyed it.
But
so did Channing Tatum.
And then all of a sudden, you realize you're not dreaming. Channing Tatum's in studio with us.
Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry. I love my husband. I would never do that. No, that did not happen. Surprise.
We've got Monster here, Shawn Mendes and Justin Bieber. And then next hour, 7:15, we have The Dirt. It's Mix 94.1.
Capital Cities on Mix 94.1. Good morning. It is Mercedes in the Morning, 6:58. I want to try something with you, okay?
All right.
You got your Google already fired up?
No, we can Google?
Yes.
Okay.
I want you to Google this phrase. World's happiest man. And tell me what comes up when you do that.
All right.
World's happiest man.
Matthew Ricard?
Yes.
The Tibetan Buddhist monk?
He is the world's happiest man. Have you ever heard of him before?
I don't think I have.
Okay, so this guy is really interesting, and he is billed as the world's happiest man. He's a Tibetan monk who is originally from France. He's known as the world's happiest man, and it's because he participated in this 12-year brain study on meditation and compassion. And they hooked up all these sensors to him and found that when he was meditating on compassion, his mind was unusually light. And the scans show that when he's meditating, like it all has like gamma waves and consciousness and attention and learning and memory. And he gives great speeches on happiness and how we can be happier people. And I highly recommend that you read some of his tips. Some of them include like, stop thinking me, me, me. It all comes down to altruism, really. You want to make things better for you, but if you make things all about me, 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 you're going to end up really miserable. Some other things, train your mind like you would train to run a marathon. You have to make sure that you train it through meditation and mental training. It'll bring your happiness to a different level. But the reason I wanted to bring him up is because I came across this list of things that you think will make you happy. And these are a lot of things that we do, that we think this is ultimately going to lead to happiness, and it really works against you. It's really interesting.
All right, what's some of these things?
Well, a lot of people have dreams of becoming rich and powerful and famous, and he says those things will not necessarily make you happy. In fact, they can bring so many more problems into your world, and we have to be content with what we have when we have it instead of focusing on being bigger and being more rich and being more powerful. That's one of the things. He says treating the universe as if it were a mail order catalog by expecting it to gratify our every desire. These are all things that he says we should avoid and will be primed for lifelong happiness. Yearning for the freedom to achieve every last wish. This is not freedom, but it's being a slave to yourself. Is another thing. I don't know. I think it's one thing to have goals and aspirations, but it's another when we get consumed by these goals and aspirations and we're constantly work to be bigger and famous and more rich. And then we're not actually like living our life and getting happiness out of that.
Yeah, there's an expression, blissfully dissatisfied. And I think of that often because I want to be, there's stuff that I want in life and I still want that stuff. But I want to be happy in the journey there. Because if you're not happy in the journey, once you get that, you probably still won't be happy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why, so like, same thing with, like, I'm trying to, and I do enjoy, like, weekdays more. I love coming to work. I love going to Channel 8. I love my weekdays. Before it was, like, working for the weekend. That's kind of sad when you're just living for 2 days out of the week, when you're missing so much more that's happening throughout the week.
Yeah, but also we got to be careful not to be consumed by work. That's one thing I struggle with is like when I leave work, I keep working.
Mm-hmm.
I don't stop. And then I'm like, wait, I'm not actually living. Work, what's the phrase? Work, don't work to live, or don't live to work to live. And sometimes that's one of my issues is that I don't stop, and I have to physically tell myself stop right.
You got
to
enjoy yourself. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. But it's funny though, because I often refer to when people say, "Oh, what are you doing next week?" I don't say I'm going back to work. I'm like, "Oh, I've got the radio show," or I'm doing Las Vegas now. It's not. I never refer to it as work because I'm enjoying it. Like, but I'm not saying I want to work all the time. I enjoy my downtime. But it's funny. I refer to it more as, oh yeah, we go back to the radio show on Monday, or I got the TV show this afternoon, versus I got work this afternoon. It's kind of a weird mental thing I do.
Well, yeah, I don't think that if people refer to it as work, that they necessarily don't like their job. You know what I mean? But I if it helps you kind of put it in a different category, yeah, that's definitely something to try. Some of the other things on here, this is from the Buddhist monk, Matthew Ricard. He's known as the happiest man in the world. And he says these are things that we think will make us happy that are actually it's things we should avoid. Avoid these impulses. Another one is expecting all praise and no criticism. Without criticism, you're not going to progress at all.
Yeah, celebrities talk about it. If you read the praise, you have to read the critics as well.
Yeah.
You just can't take one.
It's true.
Yeah. You need to trust. If there's good stuff coming, there's going to be some bad stuff coming your way. You got to accept both of it.
Some of the biggest growing moments I've had have been because of criticism or people saying you can't do something. And I work hard on that. Another one, to vanquish all your enemies. Animosity almost never brings happiness. So, and on that note, he also says maliciously taking revenge on someone who has hurt you. When you do that, you've become just like them. And you've poisoned your own mind. It's really, you're turning into something that you're against, which makes no sense. You're your own enemy then.
Yeah, like, hey, I want to take you out. I'm going to take you out by swallowing this pill of poison. Oh, no, it didn't work. It's taking me out instead.
Yeah, exactly. Really some good advice on that. And I really encourage you to check him out on YouTube. He's super smart. And I'll post this list. I didn't go over all of them, but it was 10 things that you think are going to make you happy that you should really avoid. I'll post that on the website here in a couple of minutes if you want to check it out.
We have the dirt coming up here next. The Kim and Kanye divorce rumors are starting to pick up. We're going to break some of them down. Coming up right around 7:15. Justin Bieber, Holy, it's Mix 94.1. You're listening to Mercedes in the Morning.
We never gossip.
Or would we?
Let's go.
Time for the Daily Dirt on Mix 94.1.
Here comes the interesting part of the Kim-Kanye breakup. The crazy rumors. First up, Kanye is dating Jeffree Star, a YouTuber and cosmetic company owner. Now, it's not clear where the rumor started, but a source close to Kanye says there's absolutely no truth to it. Jeffree doesn't seem to be too upset about the attention, though. He posted a couple of pictures of himself with the caption, "I'm ready for Sunday service." Now, sources say that Kanye's presidential campaign was the last straw for Kim, while Us Weekly claims that Kanye was jealous about how much time Kim was spending on prison reform and their kids.
Yeah, that I had heard that Jeffree Star rumor for a while now, and I just was like, what? But Jeffree Star does not turn away from any publicity.
Take it, Jeffree. Run with it, buddy. And then also, too, the Us Weekly. You're spending too much attention on our kids. We can't be together.
Yeah, on me, less on them.
Wasn't that one of those things about happiness? He's doing the complete opposite.
Jeez, seriously.
Are you watching The Masked Dancers? Just like The Masked Singer, but instead of singing, these celebrities are dancing. Are you watching any of this?
No, I am not.
Neither am I, but we had our first unveiling last night. So if you have it on the DVR, I'm going to reveal who was on The Masked Dancer last night. It was a person that was dressed up like an Ice Cube. And when I saw the headline, I first thought it was Ice Cube.
Oh, okay.
But it's not. Bill Nye, the science guy, was on The Masked Dancer last night.
Well, I can't say that I've seen him dance. I did not watch the show, so I don't know. But he does not strike me as a fantastic dancer. I think he's fantastic in many other aspects, so...
The series premiere of Celebrity Wheel of Fortune, that is tonight, 8 o'clock on ABC, and some of the celebrities we'll see on Wheel of Fortune. We've got Drew Carey, Rachel Lee Cook, Jenny Garth, Tony Hawk, Leslie Jones, that should be good. And then also Pee Wee Herman is going to be a guest at one point.
Oh, wow. Okay. I'll tune in. I'll watch.
There are a lot of NFL playoff games this weekend. 3 on Saturday, 3 on Sunday. The Saints, they play the Bears on Sunday in New Orleans. And because of COVID, they'll have 3,000 fans in the stadium. But Saints coach Sean Payton, he actually pitched the idea of getting 50,000 fans in the stadium. So how are you going to get 50,000 fans into a stadium at the height of this pandemic? Well, here's what he says. He brought up the idea of testing 50,000 people and then quarantining them in a hotel and having the most safest Superdome known to man, scientifically. Bust them in, test them every day, and you've got a COVID-free facility. Obviously, they said, no, that's not going to work. But that was his idea, to try to get 50,000 fans in the stadium.
Can we just wait one more year? I mean, do we really have to? I know, it sucks. It sucks for everyone, but really? I'm sorry, I think that's ridiculous.
No, I do too. I mean, the fans make a big difference, but I mean, that's a lot going on. You're going to try to manage 50,000 people. And pull that off? Yeah, that's why they're not doing it.
Yeah, that's so, just crazy.
On Wednesday, I gave you those albums that turned 40. I gave you the quiz on that. Today, I've got albums that are turning 20. I want to see how... I'm going to give you the album title, and you just tell me the artist.
Okay.
I have a feeling to do a lot better on this one. You did a great job yesterday.
The album title? Oh,
yes.
I don't know album titles, though. I'm worried. Okay, I'll try.
I think you're going to go at least 4 in a row here on this one.
All right.
The first one, the album title is J-Lo.
Jennifer Lopez?
Yes. Okay, that's one. Second album title, All For You.
All the girls in the party, look at that body, shaking that thing like you never did see. Janet Jackson.
Yes. That album turns 20 this year. Third album, Survivor.
Destiny's Child.
Yes. Fourth album that turns 20 this year, Celebrity.
NSYNC. I remember that one.
All right, now we're going into the next category. These are a little bit harder, I think.
Okay.
The Spirit Room.
Oh, I know this one. Hold on. The Spirit Room. I see her face. She has dark hair.
Yes, she does.
What was her name? We used to play her all the time.
And she was confused with another artist as well. People got the two confused.
I've met her before. This is terrible. If you want to, let me tell. I forget her name. Michelle Branch.
Yeah, okay, yes. Okay, I'll give it to you.
Okay.
Ask the audience
yes,
that one. Okay. Next one. Silver Side Up.
Silver Side Up. Silver Chair?
No.
Silver Side Up.
There, many people make fun of this band. I don't know why.
Nickelback? I don't know why. I'm just the leader.
I'll give you one more. Room for Squares.
John Mayer.
Yes!
I love that album.
Okay, then what about this one? Final one. It's a tough one. This album turns 20 this year. The name of the album is Britney.
Britney Spears.
Yes.
Wow. How are all these turning 20?
What are they doing? Next year they all can drink together.
Whoa. That's Panic at the Disco on Mix 94.1. It is 7:27. Mercedes in the morning. And if you are thinking about using a sick day today, even though you're not feeling very sick, I would like to forewarn you, don't tell JC about it.
Oh my gosh, I almost blew this guy's cover yesterday. I felt so bad. I mentioned I was at Lee Canyon yesterday afternoon doing a thing with Channel 8 up there. And we're up there filming all afternoon on the slopes, and they have their brand new Hillside Lodge, which opened up last year. And at one point, we're inside kind of talking about the lodge, and the Lance, our photographer, has got everything set up, and he's filming me, interviewing the guy from Lee Canyon. And I kind of sent someone like walk past behind us, and I thought nothing of it, and we continued to shoot some more stuff. And then at one point, this guy comes up to me, and it was the guy that walked behind the camera shot, and he says, was that live? I'm like, no, we're filming some stuff for Channel 8. Is that going to be on the news today? Like, no, not today. I think later on this week or early next week. Could you not use, I walk by and my boss doesn't know I'm up here. I'm like, oh, dude, you called in sick. And he goes, yeah. So I said, no, don't worry about it. We'll make sure not to use that shot because this dude called in sick so he can go skiing yesterday and inadvertently walked behind the camera. It was so funny.
It sounds like Ferris Bueller's Day Off. Doesn't that happen where they're playing hooky, but then they end up on the
parade
at the Cubs game.
Yeah.
Like Ferris Bueller's Day Off 2021 version.
And it took him a second to come walking up to us because we finished shooting inside there. We're just kind of standing there, and we made eye contact, and he walks over, and then he tells me that he had called out sick. I'm like, no, don't worry about it. We'll make sure not to have you in the background of any of these shots. And Lance, the photographer, was laughing. So it was kind of a funny situation where I almost busted this guy who called out sick to get a nice day on the slope.
Have you ever busted someone on accident? You did not mean to ruin the surprise, or you did not mean to expose the secret, but you accidentally did. And what was it? 702-364-9400. How did you bust someone on accident, of course. You would never do that. Maybe you ruined a surprise party. My aunt, she is notorious for doing that. She's done it a couple of times. And I told you, like, every Friday, I do this little happy hour with my mom and my two aunts, and we catch up, and, you know, we have a drink, and we're all on FaceTime together. And a couple of weeks ago, my husband popped in to say hi. So he's behind me and he's like, hi, guys. And they're like, hi. And my kids are in the room, too. And my husband, a couple days prior, had posted a picture on his Facebook page about how he got his hands on a PlayStation 5. He's like, I can't believe it. I actually got one. The girls are going to love it for Christmas. So it was a big secret. He put it on Facebook because the girls don't have Facebook. So there's no way they're going to see it. So he pops up. He's like, hey, how's it going? And they're like, hi. And my aunt goes, Matt, how's that PlayStation 5? And we look at the girls and they look at us. And my husband goes, I don't know what you're talking about. And she's like, the one you posted on Facebook.
No.
And we're like, And then, so I quickly jump in and I'm like, that was just a picture of the one we want. We didn't get one. They're too hard to get. She goes, oh, the way he made it sounded like you got one. And my husband's face is turning bright red. He's so angry. And I'm trying to defuse the situation. And so I give her the, like, cut at the neck.
Uh-huh.
I'm like, and I go, hey, do you want to say hi to the girls? They're right here. And I just saw her face and she realized what she had done.
Oh.
And she's like, yeah. And my mom is sitting there shaking her head like, oh my gosh. And so it was, she texted us afterwards. She's like, I'm so sorry. I did not know. Then my mom calls. She's like, is he mad at your aunt? And now it was just a whole big thing. It was so funny.
There's something like that. But I mean, not to defend your aunt here, but I've been where you're scrolling through, you're not reading captions.
Yeah.
You're just seeing a photo. If Matt posted a photo of the PlayStation 5, you're going to assume that you guys, it's a gift. The whole house is using it, but she didn't take the time to read. Even though the girls are on Facebook, that's risque, don't you think, to put it out there?
Like one of his friends sees
it or something?
One of his friends is going to call up my kids.
No, one of their daughter's friends? That's risque, I think, to such a great surprise, too. Oh, man.
I'm pretty sure my husband's not friends with any of my daughter's friends on Facebook. He's just friends with a bunch of old guys.
Well, I don't know. I'm just saying, but that's risque. But yeah, he definitely put the description of why.
It's risky. It's not risque. Is that risque?
It is risque. It's very sexy.
I'm like, I keep thinking, like, how is it risque?
It's very risque.
It's risque.
but they got a PlayStation 5 then.
Yes, they did. They did. Spoiler alert. We really did have one for them. Yeah, he lucked out. He found one. He just goes on Costco's app every morning, and one morning he went on there, and they happened to have them, and he ordered it, and we were like, there's no way. We're going to get the email that says you didn't get it. Sorry. And then we get the shipping confirmation, and we're freaking out, like, is this happening?
That's
is
awesome.
This real life? We couldn't believe it. So, yeah, we were so... Then the girls were super excited. It's really cool, man.
That's cool stuff.
I think I'm watching a game, and she's just playing a game. It's crazy.
It's risque.
Yeah, it's very risque.
The Hot 3 is coming up next. What do you got for us?
All right. Well, the president says there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. He has released a statement. We're going to tell you more about that coming up. Also, do you feel physically older than you actually are? And how much money do short guys need to earn to be as attractive as tall guys? The answer may surprise you. It's coming up next in the Hot 3.
More Mercedes in the Morning coming up.
When I wake up,
I love these guys.
On Mix 94.1.
Mood 24 Karat Golden. It's Mix 94.1. Mercedes in the Morning. That is currently the number one song in the country.
It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3, it's brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
All right. President Trump has released a statement about the transition of power. Because he is in Twitter and Facebook jails, his social media director, Dan Scavino, shared the statement via Twitter. There is no real concession in the two-part message. In full, though, the statement reads, even though I totally disagree with the outcome of the election and the facts bear me out, nevertheless, there will be an orderly transition on January 20th. I have always said we would continue our fight to ensure that only legal votes were counted. While this represents the end of the greatest first term in presidential history, it's only the beginning of our fight to make America great again. That's what the president said. The statement was released after Congress certified the electoral vote, making Joe Biden president. It happened about 1 o'clock this morning, our time.
So with 13 days, January 20th?
Yes.
The official date.
Yeah. All right. So also this morning, here's something that probably crosses your mind every time you throw your back out reaching for the remote. According to a new survey, 2/3 of Americans between 25 and 45 say they feel physically older than their actual age. But 3/4 feel mentally younger. In other words, we're all kids at heart, but our bodies feel like they belong to senior citizens. Seems about right. The survey also found the top 5 things people say are challenging about becoming an adult. They are becoming responsible for your own physical health, cooking healthy meals, budgeting, keeping the house clean, and resisting the urge to buy junk food when you're grocery shopping.
There, as far as the physical thing, there have been a couple times over the past like 10 years where I pulled my back really bad. And it was at the gym, but I was doing like a minor thing. And when that happens, like, whoa, oh man, I'm getting old. It's just, they just went out on me.
Or when you sit down, and Nudia, I think, kind of referred to this yesterday when we were playing that game, and it was like times you would grunt. When you sit down on the couch and you're like, ugh. And you out loud grunt like it was so hard to sit down. It's like, come on, what's wrong with you?
Do your legs pop in the morning when I get up? My knees pop 3 times. Pop, 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 and then I'm good.
But so oh my God. Ouch.
When I'm getting up and
like
I'm
in and out of the joints?
There's just a popping sound coming from my legs.
Oh.
And it's loud too, and it's always 3 because I get up and my wife's sleeping. I'm trying to get out of the bedroom quietly. It's pop, pop, pop. And then I know I'm golden. I can walk at a normal pace.
Time for some glucosamine there.
Something
sounds like you're lacking some. All right. Finally, this morning, if a guy is shorter than average, how rich does he have to be to make him as attractive to women as a tall guy? A study looked into it, and it's making the rounds again. The study was in the late 2000s, but someone had posted the results on social media, so now everyone's talking about it again. And what it was is researchers at the University of Chicago and MIT, they went through a bunch of online dating stats where the average guy was 5'11.5" and made $63,000 a year. So if you're shorter than that, how much do you have to make to be equally attractive? So 5'11.5", let's take you down to 5'10". If you're 5'10", in order to be as attractive as the 5'11.5" guy or taller, you have to make $87,000 a year.
And the 5'11 guy is making 61?
63.
Oh, so man.
So that's an extra 24 grand that you have to make to be as attractive.
That 1-inch difference. You need an extra 24 grand to satisfy you.
Yeah. 5'8". If you're 5'8", you have to make $201,000 a year to be just as attractive as the 5'11.5" guy who makes $63,000 a year. That's $138,000 more. 5'6", you have to make $238,000 a year. It's $175,000 more. 5'4", you have to make $284,000 a year. That's an extra $221,000 a year. It just gets worse. I'll go down to the lowest one. It's 5 feet tall. You're flat 5 feet. In order to be just as attractive as the 5'11.5" guy that makes $63,000 a year, you have to make $380,000 a year. Now, I did the math. That's just under $28,000 per inch. And they also found that really tall men can even earn less and still be attractive. Men who are 6'2" can make as little as $33,000 a year and still be fine. 6'4", just $12,000 a year. And 6'6" or above, you can potentially be unemployed and still be a catch.
And it's still sexy.
You're still a catch.
You're at a bar. Okay, Nudia, you're single. You're at a bar and there's a guy who's 5 feet tall, doesn't seem too attractive. Then you find out he makes how much a year? 280? Do something?
Oh, no, baby. You got to go.
It's higher than that, was it?
$380,000.
Okay, then you find out he makes $380,000 a year. Is his attractiveness all of a sudden boosted up that high?
Oh, yeah, we're drinking 1942. You know, getting shots at 1942. We're feeling really good. We're going to have a good night.
And we're all the same height when we're sitting down, baby.
And lying down. Here is Billie Eilish, Therefore I Am. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning.
I'm not sure you. TLC on Mix 94.1. It is Mercedes in the Morning, 7:58. Thank you for joining us. We are getting a lot of calls and texts on the Hot 3 that we just did. People are kind of upset about what was revealed, and it's actually a study that's come out before, but it's just gaining traction again because someone had posted it, and it was a study that looked into how much the average guy makes and how much shorter guys have to make in order to be attractive as that average guy. So the average guy in the study was just under 6 feet and made $63,000 a year. And to be just attractive to women, a 5'10" guy would have to make $87,000 a year. And a guy who's just 5 feet tall would have to make $380,000 a year. So some of the feedback we're getting is like, gross. I make my own money, honey. I don't have to worry about that. But a lot of people are saying never date a woman who is so focused on that money. And I agree. I think that we all maybe a little bit kind of, not right off the bat say like, well, how much do you make? But I think we all look at like, what does a person do? Do you look at the money? Like, I never have been a money person, but I look at more of a drive person. Do you have a drive to better yourself? Do you have a drive to try to find some sort of success? That, to me, has always been the thing I looked for in a guy.
Yeah, what's your potential? Where are we going? Yeah, what are your ambitions? I like that. I was never to look at someone to see if they made a lot of money. But then again, my dating day was dating people in my 20s, so none of us were making money
right
at the time. So it's a little bit different. If I was single now, would I be looking at, I wouldn't be looking at, oh, how much do you make? I'd be looking at the total package. But it's funny you said never date a woman. I just punched it into Google and the autocomplete comes up with a bunch of options.
Uh-huh.
Never date a woman with a dagger tattoo.
A dagger tattoo? Why? What's with the dagger tattoo?
I didn't click on that one. Other one says never date a woman with low self-esteem. This is just Google. Who does yoga? A divorced woman? A broke woman?
Well, I like to explore some of these and find out what you, if you had to add, never date a woman who blank, and same for guys, never date a guy who blank. What are they? What's in your opinion? If you had to give advice to someone who's single, you tell them never date a man or a woman who what? 702-364-9400. You can call us. You can text us. Some that are saying, Narita says never date a man or a woman who is married.
That's a good starting point.
One.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Never date someone who doesn't have their life in order. You know, I do agree with that somewhat, but any of us really have our lives in order? It's really easy to judge and say, oh, they don't have their life in order, but I do. You could find plenty spots in my life that I don't have in order. I'm working on it. Again, it's that drive. It's that determination. Is it a willingness to try to better yourself at some point?
What about never date a woman, I think it would apply for a guy as well, who is surrounded by drama, who's a drama queen?
Yeah, but then you just pretty much took out 50% of the women.
I remember here in Vegas was a girl that I was hanging out with, and every time we hung out, we had a great time together, but every time we hung out, she always had some kind of drama, a work drama, a girlfriend thing. It got to the point, I'm like, do you ever have a drama-free day? And more drama happened, and that's why we never took the relationship to the next level. We just hung out a lot, and I just couldn't and didn't want to commit to someone that was surrounding themselves with drama, because in my mind, I'm like, I can't deal with that anxiety every time we hang out.
I think some people just want to make themselves feel more important than they are, and that's why they create that drama. So it makes them feel like, wow, there's so much surrounding me because I'm so important. Mm-hmm. There is always something going on. What do you guys think? Never date a man who blank or never date a woman who blank? Erica, good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Hey, what would your warning be?
Never date a guy who has small ears. My mom has always taught me that, honestly.
What's with the small ears? Does that equate to something or what?
Yeah, men who have small ears are selfish, and it's true.
Oh, they just said they have something else that's small, and I was like, okay, checking my ear size.
Well, it actually makes sense. They're selfish because they don't listen, because their ears aren't big enough.
Well, what's considered a small, just like, what's small ears? How small is small? I never looked for small ears on a person.
Well, have you ever seen, like, a man, like, that's the first thing I notice on a man is their ears. So, like, I don't know, like, they're really, really, like, small, like, tiny.
We have to get a picture of celebrities' ears and have you tell us whether they're small or not. I want some sort of reference point, Erica. Thank you so much for calling. We're getting a bunch of texts here. Never date a man who is a salesman just came in. Why? a salesman. I mean, they have to sell. They have to be persuasive. I mean, I could see maybe if you're on the kind that doesn't have a whole lot of ethics, that would be an issue. But if you're just working for a living, never date a man who is his mother's only son.
Well, mama's boy.
Ladies, I would say never did it. Anyone married to a mama's boy, and how is that working for you? 702-364-9400.
Nudia, what would you put on this list?
I would put never date a guy that complains about his weight. Because both my exes, like, used to be really big, and they lost a lot of weight. And Jesus, with the macros and the carbs and the, you know, all the time. If they had a piece of pizza, like, I would hear about it for, like, the whole rest of the day. You know, and it's like worse than me. And I'm just like, oh, it was way too much.
They're just not enjoying themselves.
And both of them just complained about their weight all the time and how they wanted to lose weight and because they're scared of getting big again, you know? And so, yeah, definitely I'm not dating someone that complains about their weight again because that's annoying.
That hearing someone talk about like their food habits over and over, it's like, or they start critiquing yours. Like, oh, did you know this isn't that? Like, what? Okay, thank you. Never date a man who can look at your name brand clothes and name what brands they are. Never date a man who doesn't take off his shoes when he comes over. Never date a man who has a criminal past. And never date a man who gets drunk on your first few dates. Man, there's a bunch coming in. You guys are making me confused. Alphabetizes his spices. Oh, man.
Well, obsessive on that one.
I alphabetize my spices. Never date a man who uses cologne to hide his BO. And never date a man who spends more time in the mirror than you do. Lots of these coming in. Never date someone who's rude to wait staff. I think we can all agree with that one, right? That's just that is an awful person who is rude to wait staff. I cannot even deal with you. Friend, dating, family member, whatever.
I'm just trying to find, I'm Googling celebrities with small ears. For some reason, Channing Tatum's picture comes
what?
Up.
What? Do not talk about my boy, Channing Tatum.
He doesn't have small ears. They look like normal ears.
Okay, good. Phew. I love him.
I'm trying to find celebrities with small ears. There's not that many out there.
Never date a woman who has too many guy friends. Ooh. Oh. What's that?
I can't date Nudia.
Real? I wonder what the whole reason is behind that. It's just she can't commit.
We know too much about men.
Oh.
That's what it is. We have all the secrets.
Never date a good-looking doctor. Oh, jeez. You guys have a lot of criteria. They keep coming in.
All right, up next, we're going to kick off 60-plus minutes, commercial-free.
I made it! Mix 94.1. Whoa, sorry about that.
No, I was excited because I was about to tell you, I've got audio for what you're about to talk about.
Oh, you do?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Yeah, because this is the weirdest thing ever. If you're worried about what your kids watch, be thankful you don't live in Denmark. So yesterday we were talking about Caillou and how Caillou has been canceled from PBS. And so many people were excited because he was so whiny and this and that. And they didn't like it, their kids watching it. Well, how about watching the new series called John Dillermond? John Dillermond. It follows a man who puts his record-setting pinata to good use in rescue operations, money-making schemes, and cooking demonstrations in order to teach kids the importance of overcoming hardship and celebrating diverse bodies.
I have the intro here. I think the translation here to English is John Peepee is his name.
Yeah, like Peepee, not Peepee, but the five. Yeah, with the word.
Yes.
So that Diller means is the pinata in Danish. And so Dillermond translates to Peepee Man.
Here is the intro to the cartoon series.
Good day. Dear John Dillermond.
John Dillermond. John Dillermond. Han verdens længste Dillermond. Der næsten ikke noget, han ikke kan med det. Han kan smile lidt rundt. Han kan blive lidt flov. Han kan redde hele verden, hvis han bare fik lov. John Dillermond. John Dillermond. John Dillermond.
So his appendage, if you will, is insanely long and often uncontrollable. And when he can control it, though, he can use it to do cool things like taming lions or bouncing around like Tigger does on his tail. But it also gets him in trouble. So there's a lot of backlash on the show now. One psychologist says it's all good. they say John Dillerman talks to children, shares their way of thinking, and kids do find genitals funny. So the show, it depicts a man who is impulsive, not always in control, who makes mistakes like kids do. But crucially, John Dillermond, he always makes it right. And he takes responsibility for his actions. So would you, if you have kids, would you let your kids watch a show like this, which shows that? And don't get me wrong, I laughed when I saw it. It is pretty funny, but I don't know if it's like for kids. His area is never uncovered, just FYI. He wears a very stretchy jumper, apparently, like super stretchy. And so what do you think? And as far as shows, were you ever banned from watching a show when you were a kid where your parents were like, you're not watching this. If you live under my roof, you cannot watch this. 702-364-9400.
Would you let your girls watch this?
Now that they're a little older, I might, just because I think they'd be like, what is this? I don't think they'd want to watch it, quite honestly. But as a small child, I don't know if I would. I don't think so. I think it's a little weird.
There's a scene. The scene that I watched is he's trying to have a barbecue in his backyard, and he puts the coals on the grill there, and he throws a match in it, and it doesn't light. So he backs off, and then he uses his pinata to reach a gas can and pour the gas can on top of the coals in the grill, and then he uses his pinata to strike a match and drop it in there, and poof, it goes up in flames. But luckily, his pinata can get a watering bucket and put things out.
There's a lot of curiosity that goes with this show now. I'm not going to lie. I'm very, like, okay, where did they come up with the idea? Who said, okay, this is a good idea? A lot of parents are outraged over the thought of their kids watching a grown man swinging his striped long thing all over town. Others have criticized the depiction of a man who can't seem to keep it in his pants, especially when you air this against the backdrop of like the Me Too movement, and that's only recently swept through Denmark. So what do you think? 702-364-9400. Would you let your kids watch this? And what was the show that was banned in your house that you were not allowed to watch? Getting some texts here. The Simpsons. We were not allowed to watch that as a kid. This one says, as a kid, I was never allowed to watch South Park for obvious reasons. This says, I think my main concern is how kids imitate what they see. And not sure we need small kids pushing out their pinatas to do good. That smells like trouble. This one says, my mom wouldn't let me watch MTV. However, my dad would wake me up to watch the HBO show Oz. Ha ha. What do you guys think? Let's talk to Don. Hey, Don. Good morning. What do you think?
My parents would never let me watch Ren and Stimpy. And I don't know that I would let my kids watch John Dillerman.
I know. It's a little weird.
I'm now getting to middle school. So I wanted to already leave middle school. One going into middle school. But, you know,
as far as Ren and Stimpy goes, what was the reasoning for that? Was it like the violence on that one?
I'm not actually sure. I never really watched it, so I couldn't tell you.
Exactly. You're like in the dark. Like, I have no idea what it is.
Well, it's like a kid. You turn on, you see cartoon. You think South Park is going to be kid cartoon humor until you watch an episode, or even like Beavis and Butthead too. My parents were a little hesitant on letting my younger brother watch Beavis and Butthead. I was fine. I was old enough to watch it, but they were hesitant on some of the humor on Beavis and Butthead for my brother to watch, who was much younger than me.
What was it? There was a cartoon, maybe it was Ren and Stimpy, that it was so violent. Like, it was a spoof. What's the cartoon that they watch on The Simpsons?
Oh, yeah, so there was a Tom and Jerry spoof, right?
Yeah, but it was really bad. Does anyone remember the name of that cartoon? Because that part, I would get upset watching when I would watch The Simpsons when I was younger. When they would show that, I mean, they'd like pull people's fingernails out,
yeah,
and then
really
like
violent.
Cut people's heads off. And I was just like, what is going on?
Oh, what were those names? Oh, I see the characters over the top. Explosions, dying, eyeballs being gouged out.
Yes. I can't remember.
And Bart would be just dying laughing at the whole thing.
Yeah, it was it was the most hilarious thing. This one says, just like yours, I was not allowed to watch Beavis and Butthead, The Smurfs, and The Simpsons. Wonder what's up with The Smurfs. Did you have any bans in your house?
For me personally.
Besides your brothers?
My brother. I'm trying to think when I was a kid, the shows that I couldn't watch. We had an MTV ban, and it wasn't because of provocative music videos. It was because my dad said that it's a television, not a stereo, so we couldn't watch MTV downstairs. There weren't too many shows that for me that were banned.
It wasn't banned, but I always had to ask for permission. Was Saturday Night Live.
Mm.
Like they needed to know. And that's how I accidentally walked in on my parents doing it once, because I went upstairs. It was late at night. It was dark. Their door was open. See, to me, the signal was if doors closed, don't go in there. But the door was open. So I walk in there to ask for permission because it's almost time for it to come on. And I was like, Mom, Dad, can I watch Saturday Night Live? And my dad's like, oh my gosh. And then I just see his white butt.
You saw an episode of John Dillerman. That's what you saw.
Oh, man. No, I didn't see that. I only saw the backside of John Dillerman, thank goodness. It was called Itchy and Scratchy for
yes,
all of
us. That's right. Maren Morris, The Bones, as we continue 60 plus minutes commercial free on Mix 94.1.
Sam Smith, Diamonds on Mix 94.1. It is 8:34, Mercedes in the morning. There are songs that like I go through obsessions with. That's my obsession right now. Do you have an obsession song right now?
Miley Cyrus, Midnight Sky.
Oh, that's a good one too.
Ooh, which is coming up too as I speak of it.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Let's keep doing that. Any obsession song you want to hear, feel free to call or text us 702-364-9400. Speaking of text, I just got a text here a few minutes ago. And I love this. I love this so much. How are you with dealing with surprise FaceTimers? So I got a text, and it's a pre-call text. My friend wants to know if she can call or FaceTime me later. She wants to talk to me about something, but she always sends me a text, this specific friend, before she calls me or FaceTimes me. She gives me a warning. She just doesn't call out of the blue like boom and all of a sudden so-and-so wants to FaceTime. I love that she says, hey, later on today, can I call you? I want to ask you a couple of questions about blah, blah, blah. And I just texted her back. I'm like, yeah, of course. What time? And she said 1 o'clock. I was like, okay, done. Let's do it. 1 o'clock. So I like the pre-call text. It takes a lot of anxiety out of my life.
Because you're not sure why the person's calling you. Fear something wrong.
Has that ever happened where you get a call just out of the blue? And it's your friend and you're like...
Why are they calling me?
Yeah, exactly.
I think FaceTime should always be, like, I hate getting the random FaceTime. If it's a family member or something, like, why are they FaceTiming? I'm not ready. So I always prefer a FaceTime to give me a text. When it comes to the pre-call text, I do that, but it also depends on the person. There's only one person that I talk on the phone, like, during the week, and it's Larry, my friend Larry. And we just call each other. And so if I see him calling, I know he's calling to tell me something or check in and kind of vice versa. But if it's a business thing, I always give a pretext, like, hey, do you got a second, or do you have a second this afternoon? If it's any work-related, I always do a pretext. I'm not just going to call a boss or a coworker out of the blue. It's that pretext before I make that call.
I will get, a lot of my friends will just call me or just random FaceTime me. And when I see them FaceTime, there's so much pressure there because it's like, okay, where am I right now? What's, not that I need to be super worried about my background, but hey, if I'm in the bathroom, I'm not going to pick up. It's just not going to happen. Where am I? How do I look? Am I presentable, or am I laying in bed and one of my eyes is like crusty from sleep?
Yeah.
Like, oh, these are things I think about. So I am super, super pro pre-call or pre-FaceTime text. It's one of those things that I will never take for granted. It's just, does anyone actually answer on those? I mean, I answer, but I always think it's an emergency if it's my friend. I'm like, or I'll decline it and then I'll text back. Can't talk right now. Are you okay?
You're just sitting there though. Yeah, can't talk. Busy. Just sitting there on your couch doing nothing. What about, you mentioned the bathroom there. What's the etiquette when it comes to talking on the phone in the bathroom? Maybe work environment, and you walk in there and there's a coworker on the phone. Is it your responsibility to be quiet in the bathroom, or is the responsibility on the person that's on the phone and decided to have that conversation in the bathroom to muffle the sounds? Like, if I go in there, I need to be quiet, or I got to do my business, and it's on them to make sure whoever they're talking to does not hear me.
Well, how much noise do you make?
Flushing a toilet.
Oh, well, you got to flush the toilet. I mean, you can't not.
You have to, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
I would, I mean, I'm not making noise like bodily function noises. I'm trying not to. But washing my hands, I guess I still got to go about my business. It wasn't my choice for you to make a phone call in the restroom. And why do people do that? It is so echoey. You can always tell when someone is calling you from a bathroom.
And the worst is when you go into the bathroom here at the radio station. Back when we had a bunch of coworkers in here, you go in there and someone starts talking. You think they're talking to you. Like, hey, how's it going? I'm like, oh, good. How are you? And then you realize they're on their phone talking to someone else while they're in one of the stalls.
I just did that right before break with one of our coworkers. How do you respond to that once you realize that they're on the phone? Because I caught myself. She's like, hey. And I was like, hi. And she's like, what's up? And I'm like, not much. How are you? Hold on one second. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm on the phone. I go, oh. It's always that. Oh,
my bad.
That's all I could say. I was so embarrassed. I'm racing to get out of that stall before she comes out of hers because I just do not want to make eye contact. I'm so embarrassed. But it's always that awkward. Oh, I'm sorry.
Are you a bathroom talker? Like, if you walk into the bathroom and you're in there and Matt calls, are you going to take the call or just bump it and call him as soon as you get out of the bathroom?
I decline it. And then I'll shoot him a text like, sorry, in the bathroom
or
something.
Same way.
I'm not answering it. I've had, he FaceTimed me once and has a joke. I was in the bathroom and I answered it. And you can tell, at first he's like, hey, where are you? And then I turned the camera and I showed him. He's like, are you sitting on the toilet? And I turn back on me. I'm like, ta-da!
Bingo!
That's exactly where I am. Yeah, people say, why don't you just use mute? They say, if we don't schedule a call, I am ignoring that call. Are you kidding me? Yeah, that's fishing. Use mute if you are in there, but you can't mute someone else's call
exactly.
If they're on there. What are you going to do?
Some of these urinals and toilets now are auto-flush. You can't control it. Even if you wanted to, you can't do anything about it. It's auto-flush.
Hey, man, you can take the three-minute break. It's okay. We don't have to work 24-7. That's why they have breaks.
We got the hot three coming up next. What do you got?
All right. So Amazon has a new at-home COVID test that is now available to buy online. We'll talk about that coming up. Also, how many of you get a package delivered at least once a week? A lot of us do. And an airline passenger punches a woman, and it's all because of her kids. Obviously, we don't resort to physical violence, but do they have a right to be upset? We'll talk about that coming up next. It's Mix 94.1.
There you go. That's L King. It's Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the morning, and you can listen to Mix 94.1 wherever you want. Just download the radio.com app, the exclusive streaming home of Mix 94.1.
Here we go. It's time for the Mercedes Hot 3 on Mix 94.1.
The Hot 3 is brought to you by attorney Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee. Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
Amazon is trying to make it easier for people to get tested for coronavirus without leaving their home. A saliva test approved by the FDA last month is now available online. It's called Dexterity, and it sells for $110 or a 10-pack for $1,000. Yeah, it's not cheap. The price includes prepaid overnight return shipping and lab testing. The tech giant says it takes 24 to 72 hours to get results after the sample is received. Now, for those that haven't gotten tested but want a vaccine, dozens of mass COVID-19 vax sites are popping up across the country as officials look to make the shot more available to Americans. Colorado, Texas, Massachusetts, and Pennsylvania are among just some of the states working to open facilities aimed at speeding up vaccine distribution efforts. As of yesterday, 17 million doses have been distributed across the U.S., but just over 4.8 million Americans have received the shot. So where do we stand with COVID-19? Well, according to the latest numbers from Johns Hopkins, the United States has confirmed just over 21 million diagnosed cases across the United States since the beginning, with just over 361,000 having succumbed to the illness. In good news, more than 13 million people have recovered.
I wonder if we'll get to the point where you just go to a CVS, buy a rapid test, and do it right there and get a result.
I'm sure it's going to come to that point at some point. Also this morning, we've all gone all in on buying stuff online, and the thieves have definitely noticed. Excuse me. According to a new survey, 59% of Americans say they now get some sort of package delivered to their home every week. And that is up 10% from 2019. But 43% of people say they've had a package stolen by a porch pirate in the past year. And that is up from 36% in 2019 and 31% in 2018.
Have yet to have something stolen from our house, knock on wood. And I have packages come all the time. We just do everything on Amazon. It's so easy.
Yeah, I think also it depends on like how is your porch set up. Sometimes you have like an area where they can be hidden. If you're just like boom out in the open, it's I think a lot easier for people to just run up, see it's there, grab it, and go.
We're out in the open. I'm exposed. If there is an envelope against my front door, everyone sees it driving by. There's no covering or anything. And thankfully, nothing's been stolen. But I think some of the delivery people that come to our house, they see our situation and they get a little concerned because there are bushes. Like, I don't have that many shrubs around my house, but there's in the front, there's bushes kind of off to the side. And a couple of times we'll see, like, looking for a package. It shows it's delivered. I'm like, where is this? And they'll take the extra effort to go to this bush on the side of the house and place the package under the bush.
I respect that. Mm-hmm. That's really nice. Yeah, we have a little area, but I can see one of our neighbors, they're not fully exposed. So I've seen the UPS and FedEx guy drop theirs, like not on the side of their house, but there's like a different entrance. So they'll go to like the side entrance and put it there instead of the front porch because the side entrance is a little more hidden.
That's respectable.
Yeah.
They're watching out for our stuff. We appreciate that.
Yeah. It's 81% of people got a refund from their stolen packages, which had an average value of $136.
I know there have been some miscommunications and stuff at your house, but you've had anything ever stolen from you, the package delivered and someone just grabbed it?
Not that I'm aware of. No. Like I said, the way they have us set up, it's pretty easy to hide our packages. We have like a bench that sometimes they'll end up under, and we have like this kind of covering on our porch, so you don't really see anything from. I don't like when they put it like right in front of the door. I like when they kind of put it to the side so it's not as easily visible. All right, finally this morning, yes, if you've had this happen, it's annoying, but this may have been a slight overreaction. 29-year-old Daydrina Walker Williams was on a Spirit Airlines flight to Portland, Oregon on Sunday, and two little kids behind her wouldn't stop kicking her seat. One of them was 3 and the other one was 7. She claims she asked their mom to handle it more than once, but the mom ignored her. So Daydrina waited for the plane to land, grabbed her luggage from the overhead bin, and then attacked the mom. She landed 2 or 3 punches, and the woman ended up with injuries to her head and lip. Daydrina admitted to it, telling the cops, "You just have to, quote, do what you got to do in that situation." Wow. She also claimed the mom hit her first and punched her in the shoulder at some point, but no one else saw that happen. She's facing charges for felony assault and harassment.
That is annoying. You're on a flight and someone behind you is kicking nonstop. Do you say something? Do you say something to the parents if that's happening on a long flight?
Well, I've been in the other side of it before. I've been the parent of the kid that was doing the kicking. But I got to say, like, no excuse for it. I agree. But I remember the two women that were sitting in front of us. They came on together. They were older women. And the second they saw we were behind them, I just saw the look on their faces. And we were going to Hawaii, so it was a longer flight. And I just saw the look, and then I heard them like, oh, great, of course we would get seated here. And immediately there was tension. And so I was doing everything I could, just telling Sophie, it was Sophie at the time, and I was like, just be good, don't kick, stay still, you know, trying to distract her. And there was like literally one point where she just wanted to get up and sit on my lap. So it was okay to unbuckle. We unbuckled her. And when she stood up, she accidentally bumped the seat in front of her. It was just an accidental, and she kind of shuffled, so it kind of hit a couple times. And so I quickly tried to grab her, and the lady turns around and she GD'd me. She's like, GD, is this how it's gonna be for the entire flight? And I just looked at her and I said, I'm really sorry. I didn't mean to hit your seat. She just wanted to sit in my lap. She's like, gosh, am I gonna have to move my seat? And she was just screaming the whole time. So I was so paranoid that she would hit it. And of course she ended up kicking it on accident at one point. And it was just, believe me, the parents feel bad. They feel bad. They're trying. That's all I have to say. Long story long.
No, I mean, I feel bad for you. Yeah. It's not like she's sitting there.
Yeah.
It's, you know, accidents do happen even with adults. Someone gets up and they do that seat pull, like, ah, they got to pull themselves out of their seat, like, whoa, my seat's going back.
Yeah, but on the other side, on your side, if there's a kid just sitting there kicking and kicking and the parent doesn't do anything, yeah, you have every right to turn around and be like, hey, can you handle this, please?
Stop kicking! This is Mix 94.1, Mercedes in the Morning, continuing with 60-plus minutes commercial-free. It's Kane Brown.
Be like that on Mix 94.1. It is 8:57, Mercedes in the Morning. And coming up next hour, you don't want to go anywhere. We've got some What's Trending for you. We'll tell you about the new Oreo flavor that has people like going crazy. It's not coming out till March, but we got details on that. Also, going to talk about, of course, you know, what's everything that's gone on in Washington, that we kind of discussed that. There are other things trending, including when Avengers Campus is going to open in Disneyland. I'm excited about that.
One of our coworkers here at the radio station, his son turned 5, I think it was over the weekend, and he posted a bunch of cute photos of his son on Instagram stories, and I was going through the photos, and there's one picture of his son, and he's dressed up as Mario from Super Mario Brothers, and he's got like the outfit on and everything, and for the red hat, he's wearing a Phillies hat. I'm like, ah, it's a cute picture. He's got a Phillies hat on. Well, I saw that coworker here at the radio station on, it was either Monday or Tuesday, here in the building, and I'm talking to him, and then it kind of clicked. I'm like, wait, this coworker really has no affiliation to Philadelphia. I know he's from Ohio, and so I asked him, like, hey, that's a cute picture of your kid. Where did you guys get the Phillies hat? I didn't know tie-in connection to Philly. Where did the Phillies hat come from? And he told me it was an autographed Shane Victorino, who played for the Phillies when they won the World Series. It was an autographed Shane Victorino hat that he got here in Las Vegas, and he had it like in his office at his house. And his son, when his son was playing dress-up, he's like, I need a red hat, and took the autographed Shane Victorino cap and put it on his head.
Oh, no.
To play around for the afternoon, and then they took some pictures because it was cute. He's like, yeah, it's a... It was an autographed Phillies hat that my son just grabbed and put on his head for the photo shoot and to play with.
Kids don't know the value of autographed merchandise or who these people are. They're just like, oh, it's a hat. That's all I need. Have you ever had something just completely destroyed by your child because they had no idea? Maybe it was a memorabilia. Maybe it was just something that was really valuable. They didn't know. And then they completely destroyed it. That, I got to believe it's very, very often.
I was in a school play when I was a kid, maybe third, fourth grade. And I had to, for whatever reason, I needed like a raccoon skinned hat for whatever character I was playing. And
Davy Crockett?
Maybe I was Davy Crockett, yeah. Or something like that. And we didn't have one at the house, but my mom asked the neighbor, our neighbors, and the husband had one. So he lent it to me. So I had the raccoon tail off the back of my hat. And I did the play and everything, and I'm waiting for my parents to come pick me up afterwards. And I was just goofing around with some of my buddies, and one of my buddies pulled on it and ripped the tail off the hat.
Oh, no.
And it turns out that was like something that my neighbor's dad gave to him. It was like a family heirloom that they let me borrow, and we go to return it, and there it is, this raccoon skin hat. Like, here's the hat, and here's the tail. It got disconnected.
That's how you gave it back to them?
No, my mom told him what happened, and they ended up taking it to a taxidermist to get it reattached and everything properly. But it was like she went to pick me up, and she sees it just going, oh, gosh. Because I had no idea how valuable it was to the family, and my mom knew the value, and she was just devastated when she saw me and come pick me up after the play.
Oh, when you borrow something from someone and you break it, like,
yes.
how do you even tell them? Like, and it's always, well, it's usually an accent. Accident, but I was thinking I remember I loaned a dress to a girlfriend once of mine. She needed a fancy dress to go out. She saw a picture of me wearing this dress, and she's like, hey, I think we're the same size. Is it possible? Would you be willing to let me borrow this dress? And I was like, yeah, of course. So she borrowed it, and I didn't get it back for a long time. I gave it a month, and then I was kind of like, should I ask for it or... Yeah, maybe she's busy. So 2 months goes by, don't hear a word about the dress. So I finally am like, hey, did you have that dress? I was thinking about wearing it to something, which was a lie. I was not. But she's like, you know what? I need to take it to the dry cleaners. But I will get it to you soon. Another month went by, nothing. So finally, I'm like, hey, I really need that dress back. And we got in a fight because of it. I get it back, and there's a huge rip in the back of it.
Oh.
Huge. It's almost like she stepped on it with a heel and it put a hole in it, and it right up the top. And so I text her. I sent her a picture of it. I'm like, hey, I think it appears that you ripped this dress. And I don't know what I was looking for. I mean, I wasn't expecting for her to pay for it. I would have liked if she would have offered. But she responded, oh, I didn't do that. And I'm like, oh, so you're telling me from the moment you gave it to me, and then all of a sudden it just ripped?
Yeah.
And she's like, I didn't do that. It wasn't like that when I had it. I was like, really? Because I literally just put it up in my closet and hung it up straight from when you gave it to me. She's like, no, that was not me. And we never talked after that, honestly. It was the dress that tore apart a friendship. It was so ridiculous.
It must have torn your car in the ride home, Mercedes.
Oh, I walked up the stairs, rip.
You got Evanescence, My Immortal, Mix 94.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.